All right, so this is a short video just talking about finding the winner. One of the biggest mistakes I see media buyers do, and it's so easy just to do this in general, is you get so caught up in split testing that you miss the point. The point of split testing is to find the best variation as possible. When you're making all these leads and hooks and VSL versions, you're optimizing it slowly one by one by one to find the most profitable way to stop people from scrolling, and then the most profitable way to get people to watch the full VSL, and then the most profitable way to close them on your funnel. Once you do that, if you upload 100 ads, one of them, right? If you split test 100 ads, one of them is going to be the best version, and you got to put all the money on that ad. You go from split testing to fucking scaling, right? You take this thing and you scale. If you're not scaling, you're failing. That is rule number one. If you're not scaling, you are failing. So you're split testing as much as you can to find the winner. But remember, once you find the winner, you put all the money on the winner. It's so easy to get caught up with endlessly split testing, endlessly coming up with new variations, endlessly coming up with new ideas. But a lot of people just forget about the scaling part, because that's the whole point of split testing, to find the biggest winner. So go out there, find that monster win, find that monster variation. There's always a way. There's always a way, if you're in a proven niche, to blow this shit out of the water and double the most amount of money you've ever made in a month. So find that campaign, find that variation that's gonna work. Go be on the bleeding edge, spy on what the biggest guys are doing, apply those variations, apply those ideas, be proactive about this, and take it to the next level. Don't skip in any steps. Don't skip on the hooks, don't skip on the leads, and then when you find that winning VSL, blow that shit to the moon. Blow it up. You got this. See you there.